Wales for better service. I just cannot believe how good they were. Thankfully, it would appear I hadn't got it.
Yeah.
And, but they wouldn't have done anything to for that gentleman's wife until they had the absolute proof, one way or the other, because to give somebody chemotherapy or whatever and not have cancer, that would be just as bad.
No, absolutely. I mean, the cure for cancer can also kill you. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, isn't it, with chemo. But it does sound to me that Charlie and his wife were let down in not... whether they could have done anything, she died so quickly, whether they could have actually done anything but for her treatment-wise, because it, by then it would have seemed that it was quite advanced. But she wasn't diagnosed quick enough. And I think if you've got that suspicion, then everything must be done to do a stream of diagnosis tests on one day and try, you know, and get to the bottom of it much, much more quickly. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying, mine was on February the 14th, they found the stone. And literally within 2 days, I'd seen an oncologist. His wife has gone through, unfortunately. I also have gone through. I ended up at St Mary's with another, it's called an E-bus, which is a ghastly thing down your lung. And thankfully, it would appear I don't have cancer. But what really amazed me is when they finally let me off the stone, was everyone had to be at Charing Cross at 9:30, because obviously there's people who don't turn up.
Yeah.
And there was a gentleman sitting next to me, and he was 10 minutes after the appointment time, and he was going back to what you said about people not turning up or moaning. He was moaning about 10 minutes. I just couldn't believe it. I just thought, now they are spending fortunes looking after us. We surely, you know, to give up our time, they're giving up so much more. So much more.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing but praise for Charing Cross Hospital, and I think it's an absolute disgrace that they've labelled it for being closed down. I really do. And it's only because it's on expensive real estate. That's my view.
I totally agree.
I think it's disgusting. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Bob, and thank you so much for calling in. Sue is on the M25. Hello, Sue.